There we go. That mean old devil. He just doesn't want me to speak tonight, does he? You know what? Yeah, that's right. Tough. I am gonna teach. No matter what he thinks, no matter what he says, I'm gonna teach tonight. You know, I have a little confession to do. So today, Steve and I really got into some deep prayer, and I realized, and the reason for my shirt tonight, faith requires trust. I realized that my faith has been tempted continuously, and that I've lost trust. I've lost trust, you know, I hate to say it, but I lost trust in my husband because of certain things. I've lost trust in certain people because of things that they come at me with. And it just spilled over into my faith to a point. But praise God, the Holy Spirit talked to me and he said, no more. Praise God. So I'm not going to let him get me down no more. Praise God. Let's just be strong. I'm going to get in here. So I thought we would start off. Of course, you know me. I like the funnies. Well, we might start off if this will come up. Okay, there we go. We're going to start off with some funnies. And men, this is for you if you're single. These are some funny Christian pickup lines. So ladies, get ready for them. For you, I would slay two Goliaths. You float my ark. Now I know why Solomon had 700 wives, because he never met you. Is it hot in here, or is that just the Holy Spirit burning inside of you? So last night I was reading in the book of Numbers, and I realized I don't have yours. I didn't believe in predestination until I met you tonight. I think it would have been better to end on the other one, right? Praise God. I thought those were kind of cute. You know, I have sat down to get my lesson together tonight so many times. And I was telling the Holy Spirit, you know, well, I'm going to go on in this chapter and I'm going to say this and we're going to talk about this chapter. And, you know, we're still talking about, you know, Kenneth Hagin's book. I'm still preaching on that with the Holy Spirit, how you can be led by the Spirit of God. And every time I sat down, I couldn't even write. I couldn't write. I just, nothing, there was just, and I said, well, Holy Spirit, you know, and I would be looking in the book and reading in the book, and I was like, well, Holy Spirit, I should be talking about this. I should be saying this. And it's like, no. And I prayed today, and I listened. I got still. I listened to the Spirit. And I said, Lord, have your way with me. Show me what to teach on tonight. And he did. In about, I don't know, 2 hours, maybe less. I think Steve left, he went to the store, he came back, I was done. He said, already? And I said, well, the Holy Spirit flowed and I flowed with him. Praise God, and that's what we have to do. I want to go in a little different way tonight. I believe everybody in here is saved, but there may be somebody out there on Facebook who doesn't believe or is not sure what they want, is not sure what to do. We are all sinners. Just because I'm up here teaching doesn't mean I'm perfect and I have it all together. No, it's I don't have it all together. I am a sinner. We all are. But with God, all things are possible. So we're going to start out, and I want you, if you're not sure what you want, because I really want you to get what the Holy Spirit gave me today in your spirit. And if you're not sure, would you say the sinner's prayer with me tonight? Just everyone here, even if you know where you are, who you are, where you are going, please say it with me. Let's lift everybody up tonight. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe Jesus Christ is your son. I believe that he died for my sins and that you raised him to life. I want to trust him as my Savior and follow him as Lord from this day forward. Guide my life and help me to do your will. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. And I do hope that you said that prayer with me. If you did, just like we've always asked you, just drop us a line. Father, I just love you, and I praise you, and I just ask, Holy Spirit, be with me. Teach through me tonight. Guide me. Give me the right words to say. Leave out what is not necessary. Oh, Holy Spirit, rise up. Rise up, rise up, rise up within me. Inward spirit, oh, my innermost spirit, I wanted to rise up, to talk to me, to talk to you. Oh, Father, I praise your name. I give you all the glory, all the honor, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So tonight's title, Is Your Conscience a Safe Guide? So the last time I taught, I kind of felt like, you know how you're watching a really good movie and then you get to the end and they just leave you hanging? Well, I feel like that's what I did to you. I feel like I touched on, is your conscience a safe guide, but I didn't finish up with it. Okay, I didn't completely go into it. And that's where the Holy Spirit has been talking to me about. We need to get into that a little more. We need to just talk about that tonight, and forget the rest of the chapters you went on and read. Forget those tonight. Let's get back to this. So, but we do have to do this. Repeat after me. I am a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. I am a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. Praise God. So, like I said, we're going to go back and talk more about chapter 11 in the book. And chapter 11 was the inward voice. So in Romans 9:1, and I took the Amplified, I'm telling the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience testifies with me, enlightened and prompted by the Holy Spirit. So I talked to you before, and we said the number one way the Holy Spirit guides us is through our inward witness, okay? The number two way is by our inward voice. Our inward man, who is a spirit, right? I am a spirit, has a voice just as I have a voice speaking to you now. My inward man, my inward spirit has a voice. Okay, we call this voice of our inward man conscious. We call this voice the still small voice. Why? Why do you think we call it the still small voice? You know, I can talk loud right now. I can holler if I want to. But why do you think we refer to that inward voice as that still small voice? So it has a voice. It will speak to us, right? Now, I think this could just be me. This could be me thinking, if you smelled something burning today, it was me thinking. I was thinking hard about this. So, it's a still small voice because I must get still. I must listen closely. I must go into my prayer closet. I must get still so that when the Holy Spirit speaks, I will hear him. You know, the Holy Spirit will speak to us. When he speaks, it's authoritative, right? Authoritative. It's authoritative, right? Steve, sorry, I messed that up today. You told me to watch out for that word. So, my spirit, my inward voice picks up from the Holy Spirit who is in me. So, like I said, we know that when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, it is more authoritative. So, I don't want my voice to be louder than the Holy Spirit. If I let my voice be louder than the Holy Spirit, I'll miss it. I'll miss his voice. I won't hear it. So that's when we get quiet, we get still, we listen, our voice talks, and we hear from the Holy Spirit because we got still. Praise God. And we've had teaching on that. You know, it amazes me how, you know, I know the Holy Spirit gives pastors all these different lessons that we teach on. And they're not random lessons. They're just not random. There's a reason for all of them. Every lesson ties in every other lesson. Praise God. So be still and listen. You know, sometimes we don't hear because maybe we don't want to. You know, we're too busy thinking about everything else that happened. I love how Patty always says when we go into our praise song, let's forget about everything. Let's forget about everything that happened. Let's put everything aside. Let's get still. Let's listen to our spirit, because that's why we're going to get still. We want to hear the Holy Spirit speak to our spirit. Praise God. If you are still, you will hear your still small voice speaking to you. So chapter 12, excuse me, I'm just dry tonight. Chapter 12 in the book talks about the effects of the Spirit's indwelling. So in Acts 23:1 in the NIV, Paul said, "My brothers, I have fulfilled my duty to God in all good conscience to this day." So Paul always obeyed his conscience. Okay, Paul always did. If you read in the book, Paul obeyed his conscience. So one of the reasons why I want to go back and teach on this, and I ask, is your conscience a safe guide? And when I said that, I looked over at Pastor, and he was like shaking his head at first, and then he went, like, what's she going to say next? What's she going to say next? So that's part of the reason, you know, I think the Holy Spirit talked to me, because I needed to go into this a little bit more. So I told you, yes, if your spirit has become a new man in Christ, it is because your conscience is the voice of your spirit, okay? In 2 Corinthians 5:17, NIV, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here." So when you are saved, born again, these things take place in our spirit. In man's spirit, in the inward man. First, he is a new creature, a brand new man in Christ. Second, old things have passed away. The nature of the devil in our spirit is gone. Okay? Third, all things have become new. All things have become new in our spirit. Not in our body or in our mind. We now have the nature of God in our spirit. Okay? So if your spirit is a new man with the life and nature and God, with the life and nature of God in it, it is a safe guide. Okay? It is a safe guide. If you are not born again, you could not follow the voice of your spirit because your spirit would be unregenerate. It's not reforming or showing repentance. Okay? So if you're not born again, your conscience would allow you to do anything. You wouldn't have anything to guide it. Okay? And we don't want that. You know, I pray for everyone to get saved and know the Lord and follow the Lord. So your conscience would not allow you to do just anything if the life and nature of God is in it, right? So John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So think that everlasting and eternal life means we are going to live forever up in heaven. Okay? So no, yes we are, but no, it doesn't just mean that. Okay? Consider this scripture, okay, to help us out. 1 John 5:13 said, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life." Know that ye have eternal life. So I want to go on and just read verses 14 and 15, okay? "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him." Praise God. Praise God. You know, I threw those little two verses in there. That's a little gold nugget for you. You didn't even have to look. I gave it to you. You're welcome. So now let's go back and look at that verse. The end of it said, "Ye have eternal life." Okay? What is have? Have is present tense. We have it now. We have eternal life now. If you are born again Christian, you have the life of God in your spirit now. You have the nature of God in your spirit now. You just need to believe and learn to follow your spirit. Learn to take advantage of the life that is in you. Praise God. So a lot of times we are led by the Spirit unconsciously, right? We are led by the Spirit unconsciously. Our heart tells us to do it. And if you learn to listen to your heart and not your head, the Spirit will guide you, right? So Kenneth Hagin talked in the book that after he was saved and healed of his heart condition, he had a heart condition, I think put him in bed, what was it, for over a year, year and a half? Or most of his life, wasn't it? So after he was healed, he was walking to school. And when he walked to school, he would always talk to the Lord. He was unconsciously being led by the Spirit, right? So he said, and I'm going to read what he said here. Now, Lord, I read in the Old Testament where Daniel and three Hebrew children were in school in Babylon, and you gave them favor with the dean of the school. This is all in Daniel 1:9. God, give me favor with every teacher. We can ask for favor. Maybe it's not with the teacher. We can ask for favor with man. We can ask for favor with our boss. We can ask for favor and ask for favor every day. Praise God. He thanked God for it, and he thanked God that he has it now. So he said, I also read that when their 3 years of training were over, the three Hebrew children were 10 times smarter than the rest. That was in, I believe, verses 18 to 20. It said, Lord, I have your life in me. We can have the Lord's life in us, okay? In John 1:4, it says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Light stands for development. Impart to me knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom that I may be 10 times better. Now, you may not want to say it like that for what you want from the Lord, but you ask him. You ask him what you want, and you believe that you will receive, okay? He said, every day as I walked to school, he would confess, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. That life is in me. The life of God is in me. That life is the light. It is the development of me. It is developing my spirit. It is developing my mentality. I have God in me. I have God's wisdom in me. I have God's life in me. That life of God in my spirit dominates me. That life of God in me dominates me. Not this, not the flesh. The life of God dominates me. I purpose in my heart, not my head, I purpose in my heart to walk in the light of life. Praise God. Now, for you kids that may be listening, he didn't say, he wants to be clear, he didn't say he just skipped by in school. He studied. He studied in study hall. He listened intently in class to everything that was being said. So, yes, we want you to pray, but you have to do your part. You have to do your part, too, in school. He said that by receiving eternal life into his spirit and getting his mind renewed with the word, his mentality was increased. Praise God. So let's remember, God doesn't show favoritism. He will do it for you just like he did it for Brother Hagin. Praise God. So I'm just going to real quick. There was Kenneth Hagin talked about the biggest amazing miracle that he saw. He was in a church, and there was a young girl. She was 18 years old, but her mentality was that of a two-year-old. She went to school for 7 years in the first grade and never even learned to write her name. Okay? So he had left from the church. I'm trying to remember the story now. He had left from the church, and he had to come back one time for a, let me go back. So one night, they had revival in the church, and this young girl came to the altar, and she was saved. She was born again that night. So the next time they came to church, she was sitting upright with her mom, which before she would like slide, if she wasn't near her mom, she'd slide underneath the pews to get to her. So she was setting up in church. She was dressed nice. Her hair was done. And before that, she was always a mess. But she was dressed nice and she was sitting there. So he had left from the church and he had come back for a funeral. And when he came back, he had asked the church secretary, he said, whatever happened to, he said, I think he said, let's call her Mary. Whatever happened to Mary? And she said, well, come here, let me show you something. She said, do you see that development out there? And he said, yes. He said, that's Mary's. She's a widow now, but now she's her own financer. She's developing all those homes out there. She said she has three children. She said they are the best dressed, best behaved children in church. He said God had just turned her around. Isn't it amazing what God will do for us? And all you have to do is let him in. Open up your heart and let him in and confess to him. So, you know, most of us have thought, well, you know, Kenneth Hagin even said it. He said that he's convinced that, I won't say we, all of us, but some of us have never completely learned what we have received, okay? Most of us have thought that the Lord just forgave us, saying that we're the same old creature we always were. But we're not, okay? We're not. We'll just try to hold out faithful till the end. If we get enough people to pray for us, maybe I'll make it. Stop. Stop it. Stop thinking that way. Stop thinking that way at all. Stop being sorry for yourself and think, oh me. You've got to know that you know that you know. You thank God for the life of God that has been imparted into our spirit, okay? The nature of God is in our spirit. It is in your spirit and your spirit and your spirit. It is in all of our spirits. Praise God. Praise God. The Holy Spirit is living and abiding in our spirits. If you believe, stand up and shout to the Lord right now. Stand up and shout if you believe. If you believe, thank Jesus. Thank the Father. Thank the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. The life of God is in me. Tell him the life of God is in me. That life is the light. That life is the light. Thank you for developing my spirit. Thank you for developing my mentality. I have God in me. Say it. I have God in me. I have God's wisdom in me. I have God's wisdom in me. I have God's life in me. Praise God, praise God. That life of God in my spirit dominates me. Praise God. That life of God in my spirit dominates me. Yes. You have a purpose. You have a purpose. You have a purpose in your heart to walk in the light of life. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Praise God. I hope that that did answer your question. You know, is our conscience a safe guide? Yes, it is. Yes, it is, if you just believe that the life of God is in your spirit and you let that life dominate you. Praise God. Praise God. You see why I wanted to start with the sinner's prayer. I wanted everyone to be able to get this in their spirit, listen to their spirit. Praise God. Praise God. You know, Maybe next time, if the Spirit leads me, we'll get in and talk more about the difference between being born again and being filled with the same Spirit. Okay? We'll get into talking about that. Praise God. I pray that this touched you tonight. I pray that this touched you tonight. And I just send us a word. Send us a word. If you need prayer, if you need help, whatever you need, send us a prayer. Send us a line. Send us a message, whatever you need to. Call us. Talk to us. However, email us. Go on the website. Whatever you need to do, if you need that help, reach out. Reach out to someone. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.